Meanwhile, major opposition parties are also yet to announce their adopted candidates, with some reportedly waiting to attract unsuccessful UPND aspirants. And UPND Media Director Mark Simoe has maintained that the party will in due course announce the candidates who have been adopted. Mr. Simoe has, however, appealed for calm among candidates and stakeholders, saying the party is still conducting due diligence.
In due course, it will be published within time. We are not out of time. It should also be very clear that not all those aspirants are going to succeed. So that is the message from the media director, is that those that don't succeed should help those that will not, those who will succeed. That's the message. Because leading into the adoption process, obviously, there has been few speeches apart from the election chairman who is going to speak at the right time. At the same time, because the party is bigger than individuals, when you hear a former minister saying we are not contesting, it is not that they refuse to be UPND.
Development activist Archie Molunda has urged the government to allocate more resources if it is to successfully transform key sectors such as agriculture and mining. Mr. Molunda says although the government has put in place good policies, implementation remains poor due to limited resources. He says this has resulted in the failure to effectively transform sectors such as agriculture. Mr. Molunda has also observed that the government is not adequately motivating civil servants responsible for implementing these policies. He has since called on the government to introduce more incentives for civil servants to improve policy implementation.
So incentives to motivate those people to, you know, to turn into agriculture, to shift their minds from just being contractors and suppliers also to engaging to agriculture. So resources are key in terms of achieving these plans. We can put plans, very brilliant ones, a brilliant blueprint, but we do not achieve, would not even implement a single of it. So it's very important. In that laissez-faire attitude, yes, comes in, but most of the people, I find that most of these guys in public offices, civil servants, who are supposed to be implementers of these policies, are seriously demotivated. There is no motivation to push them.
Immediate past Chama South Member of Parliament Davison Mungandu says Zambia's mining sector is beginning to record positive growth due to what he describes as stable and predictable economic policies under the UPND government. Mr. Mungandu says the government's approach to economic management has helped restore investor confidence in the mining industry, which has previously faced uncertainty. He says the new Donald administration has embraced international investment principles and created favorable environment for the private sector participation through consistent policies, improved regulation and protection of investment. Mr. Mungandu notes that the mining sector is now attracting renewed attention from investors because of the government's methodical and informed approach to managing the economy.
Lusaka Stock Exchange is a market where private players trade in terms of share ownership as well as the investment. So this is one of the key milestones that the new Dawn economic policies are bearing fruit.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has called for stronger policy implementation to protect solar energy projects under the presidential initiative. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Engineer Zulu says Zambia has good policies on paper, but that implementation remains a major challenge affecting many projects in the country. Engineer Zulu adds that safeguarding such systems should be a priority for the government, even when administration changes, to ensure continuity. He has further stressed the need for stronger legal and international safeguards so that projects are not delayed or abandoned.
Put in place really, because we do have very beautiful policies written down, but actually implementation has been the biggest problem that the country has been facing. Safeguarding these type of systems should be the first priority for government, even when government changes. So we need to really vocal out on such matters.
And now, business news.
energy expert, the Bank of Zambia has announced that the use of checks in the country will officially come to an end in June 2026 as part of efforts to promote digital financial transactions. According to the central bank, the last day for depositing checks will be June 24, 2026, while the final interbank check clearing process will take place on June 26, 2026. The Bank of Zambia says the move is aimed at encouraging the public, businesses and financial institutions to transition to safer, faster and more efficient digital payment platforms. The central bank has since urged individuals and institutions still using checks to begin switching to digital payment methods ahead of the deadline to avoid disruptions in financial transactions. We take a break.
With Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Three people were killed overnight in a large-scale Ukrainian drone attack on the Moscow region, Russian officials have said. A woman died in a house in Kimki, north of the capital, where a person was trapped under the rubble, regional governor Andrei Vorobyev said. A man and a woman were killed in the village of Pogelki. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sabyonim said 12 people were injured in strikes on a city oil refinery. Russia's military said 556 drones were intercepted. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the strikes were an entirely justified response to deadly Russian attacks on Ukrainian cities. For more on this and other international stories, we monitor the BBC.
President Zelensky has said Ukraine's massive overnight drone attack on 14 regions across Russia was entirely justified as a response to Moscow's prolongation of the war and its continuing attacks on Ukraine's cities. He said the attack on Moscow, including its main oil refinery, sent a clear message that the Russian state must end its war. Health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they've confirmed a case of Ebola in the city of Goma as countries in the region try to contain an outbreak. The World Health Organization has declared a public health emergency of international concern. South Korea's prime minister has warned that the government could use emergency powers to block a planned strike at Samsung Electronics, which is due to start on Thursday. Samsung is the world's biggest memory chip maker. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has visited those wounded in a car ramming attack on Saturday in the northern city of Modena. 8 people were injured, including one woman who had to have both of her legs amputated in the attack carried out by a man with mental health issues. Abu Dhabi says a fire has broken out at a nuclear power plant in the Al Dhafra region following a drone strike. A son of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has won a seat on the decision-making central committee of the governing Fatah party. This comes amid a looming succession battle for control of the embattled Palestinian Authority. Critics have long alleged that Yasser Abbas and his brother Tariq have used public funds to help their businesses, allegations that both men reject.
Now the Millennium Radio Sports News.
The Football Association of Zambia, FAZ, has clarified that all outstanding issues surrounding Copa Queen's head coach Nora Hopley have been resolved following engagements with FAZ President Keith Wembam. FAZ Acting Deputy General Secretary Ivor Lingwe confirmed that coach Hopley has submitted her travel itinerary and is expected in Zambia ahead of the Four Nations tournament scheduled for the June FIFA international window. The tournament will feature Zambia, Kenya, Zimbabwe and Burkina Faso as part of preparations for the Women's Africa Cup of Nations. Lengwe further confirmed that Hopley will lead the Copa Queens at the upcoming Women's Africa Cup of Nations, adding that the association remains focused on ensuring full preparation for the tournament and other international assignments.
And now, the weather update and compiled by Meteorological Department of Zambia.
The evening is partly cloudy, windy at times, and warm to